Hare Krishna. Boy, it's a little late this evening. I had a busy day and never quite got to make this podcast. Seems that's what everyone's calling it. Anyway, it's 8:30 at night. Devotees went out early because it's Saturday morning here in Budapest. So I just gave a little short class. And then after that, I had some meetings, and I had my telephone conference with all the devotees involved in revival of the French Yatra, Renouveau, and then I went out to a wedding for a very nice event for Bhakta Chaba and, well, now his wife, Timi. They're congregation members. Actually, he's the devotee who runs the Radhisham clothing business that Radhaji and Prabhu set up here in Hungary to donate to Radhisham. That's why it's called Radhisham clothing. And came back, and I met with the family of another congregation member who died just the day after Christmas. And he was a nice devotee. So young folks, mother and a, I don't know, 12-year-old son and a 16-year-old daughter. And they're all devotees. Then I just finished, and I just got an email asking where the podcast was, and I remembered that it wasn't there. So most of the podcast seems to be about where the podcast is, where it isn't, but here it is. One thing is to remind devotees, English devotees particularly, is I'm going to go on the 5th to France for a week. Between the 5th and the 12th, I'm going to be there. That's of May. And on the 6th, we're having a Mahaharinam in Paris. And there's about 25 devotees from Belgium coming, and other devotees from France. So it's sort of a rarity, rare occasion that we have a big Harinam. So if some devotees want to drive over from London or hop on the Eurostar from Houston, it's a great train, and you can just come and go, then you're welcome. And if you want to know where in Paris it is, I can't tell you just now, but as soon as I get the information, while I'm talking, if I look at the computer, it may be that I've already downloaded the information, and we'll find out where it is. No, it's not there yet. But I'll know within a day or two just exactly where the meeting point is. It's going to be 3 o'clock in the afternoon from around 3 to 6 or 3 to 7. So if some devotees would come, that would be very nice, very wonderful. And just keeping that in mind, if other devotees in England, if you don't know, there are very cheap tickets available to Hungary. If you book in advance, you can come for as cheap as £19 return. And there's an airport open near New Brejadam as well. And that's, I don't know, 40 minutes drive, half an hour drive to the farm. So although I can't go so often to visit, but devotees, if they like, and if they want to come and see me or talk, but they should let me know in advance. Then if you just hop on a plane on a Friday and go back on a Sunday night, it's available. Accommodations in Budapest Temple, we have nice guest accommodations, and on the farm, but it has to be arranged in advance, so it's not during festival time. Oh boy. Anyhow, today I was giving class. I quoted one verse, which is in the 25th chapter of the 3rd canto. Lord Kapila Dev is talking, and he explains how Krishna consciousness works. He uses this one particular shloka, and I can quote it in Sanskrit, and I can translate from Hungarian. I'm just looking for the Hungarian book here, and he explains how devotional service actually dissolves the subtle body or the false ego. Yeah, here it is. This is a half shloka. He says, Jarayati Ashriya Kosham Nigrinam Analojita. Now I'm translating from Hungarian. And devotional service, by devotional service, a living entity dissolves the subtle body without any other extraneous effort, just as in the same way that the fire of digestion digests all kinds of food in the stomach. That's a nice example. When we eat, then the fire of digestion in the stomach, it just, the food disappears. Of course, it comes out in another form, but in that sense, it's gone. Similarly, the subtle body of the living entity, the false ego, identification with this body and mind and this world, and that which covers the real spiritual identity, is naturally dissolved by the proper process of devotional service. Which means that Krishna consciousness is a scientific process. If we practice it nicely, offenselessly, then gradually all of the radyanto sohyabhadrani, all of the inauspicious things within the heart, become purified, become destroyed, and all auspiciousness comes. All auspiciousness comes means that our eternal constitutional position becomes manifest as Krishna's eternal servant, whether that be someone's a cowherd boy or a gopi or whatever relationship one may have. So that we should be experiencing. It should be a natural development, a systematic development that devotees should be able to experience as they're practicing devotional service 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 30 years. Dissolution of bodily identification and strengthening of spiritual identity or spiritual commitment. So sit down and analyze how much you become free from bodily identity over the last 5, 10, 15, 20 years, X years of cultivation of devotional service. And then you'll know how properly you're practicing devotional service. And if devotees are not becoming free, then they should examine, what am I doing wrong? Am I chanting offensively? Am I not attending morning program? Am I not listening regularly to purify the heart? Reading Srimad Bhagavatam, those may be the problems. They are the problems. One, many, or all of those, or some others I haven't mentioned. Tomorrow I'm heading off to Pécs, which is the southernmost city in Hungary. They have palm trees over there and date trees. But before I go, I'm just going to read to you one of my favorite bhajans or songs. This is the last song by Narottam Das Thakur of Prarthana. He says, O my dear hero, O Lord, the flute player, please hear my request to you. Your jewel-like toenails resemble the rows of moons that I wear like a beautiful necklace around my neck. When you go to the forest of Shridam and Shudam, at that time I stand at the doorstep thinking of going with you. But I'm afraid of the elders and the respectable people. Therefore, my eyes simply gaze after you. Whenever I see the new clouds, O my friend, I immediately remember you, and I let loose my hair. When I cook in the kitchen, I simply sing your glories and cry on the pretext of smoke. O beloved Lord, you are neither a jewel nor a diamond that I can keep you tied to the end of my cloth. You are not a flower that I can decorate my hair with. If I were not a woman, I could have taken you, the ocean of divine qualities, all over the country. If I were a guru or sandalwood, then I would be smeared on your limbs, and when you would perspire, I would have fallen at your reddish lotus feet. What desires I have. Although I'm a dwarf, still I want to touch the moon. Will the Creator ever fulfill my desire? Narottam Das says, please hear, O most merciful Lord, please do not neglect me. The day I give up my body, being fully absorbed in your thoughts, please give me shelter at your lotus feet. So, thinking of such wonderful things, these should be our meditations. devotees as they're practicing Krishna consciousness, becoming purified at heart, should be meditating on these things. And I hope that's what everyone is meditating on tonight before they go to sleep, and other wonderful topics of Krishna consciousness, not things in relation.